Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with chains. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine. Let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. By God's will, we are not given to know how this man became possessed. But it seems pretty clear from the way the gospel depicts that this man must have become possessed to some degree without consciously choosing Satan. That he did not give himself fully willingly, that he lacked some sort of knowledge or some sort of will. He probably got involved with something without realizing how bad it was, and little by little he got deeper and deeper until he could not escape. You know, and in modern times it might be like a person starts playing with the Ouija board or starts going to a psychic, and it continues, and all of a sudden they're just totally trapped. And why do I say he probably didn't give himself fully and willingly? Because if he had done so, he would not be out at the tombs. When a person totally gives themselves to Satan, they're not struggling outside of society. They can be fully integrated. They give themselves because they want power, they want money, there's something they're seeking, and they can live very, very normal lives. So this guy's out of the tombs because he's fighting. Now, even though these spirits can make him do things to himself, he bruises himself, and they can tear apart the shackles, they cannot lead him to do harm to others because he won't allow it. He does not really want this at the deepest level. And I believe this is why our Lord Jesus Christ, in his mercy, comes to save this man. He has fought long enough, but he can't overcome this struggle on his own. Now, what's so interesting about this passage, though, and what many faithful Christians all down through the ages wonder, is, okay, Jesus, so you saved him from this. Why didn't you send that legion, all those demons, just to hell? Why would you permit them to cause further torment? My brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, he does not go against our free will. He does not force us to do anything. He gives us the option. Now, he draws us, he attracts us, but he leaves the decision to us. So if he allows these spirits to go into the swine, It's because they have permission. They have a legal right to that territory, which is why they can say to him, "Do not drive us from this territory." So it must mean the people in this region are knowingly doing something. Whether it's occult practices, worshiping false gods, maybe they're allowing prostitution or something of that sort. Maybe they're doing child sacrifice. And so those spirits know, we do not have to leave here. But our Lord does not allow them to go into another person. He wants to show these people, okay, now you have a decision to make. You have allowed this. I'm going to show you the destruction this will continue to do to you if you don't choose to turn away from it. And so the people come, and what do they see? They see this man who was in the tombs hurting himself in his right mind. He has been set free. And they've seen these swine rush off the side of the hill, and now they have a choice. Are you going to turn away from this? Do you want to be set free? My brothers and sisters, on some level, this is the choice that is presented to every single one of us over and over and over. Our Lord allows us to see the ways that we are chained, the things that hold us back. And by His grace, we can be set free, but the decision is ours. And He draws us, He attracts us, He wants us to choose Him, but He will never force it. Do you want to turn away from this? Do you want to turn away from that? Do you see the harm that it's doing you? And by His grace, we can be set free. We ask Him as we receive Him that we might choose Him with all our hearts. Because little by little, as we journey forward in the spiritual life, He brings us to greater and greater freedom. So there are ways that we're enslaved that we don't even know about because we're not ready to face it. But at the proper time, when He reveals that to us, that's when we have that decision. We ask Him for the grace to always choose Him that we might be truly free.